me.
Oh, this is by a friend of ours in town. See if you can recognize who the band is. All right, we'll do, we were going to do that, but we will do an extra song now. I think we have time. Okay. Thanks a lot. We're glad. I'll see you out there.
We'll be right back. me here all alone.
Walking. Never worth it. Yes, Butterknife. This was a romance off their album Do the Needful from a couple of years ago. Before that, More Butterknife, Drop Me off 1-2 Ready Go. We heard from Sugar Snow off their new album Woodface Reimagined, Weather With You. And we started off that set with Mellow Bravo and their song Lioness. We have Glider in the studio. We've had Glider in the studio. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you for putting on that fantastic set in Studio D just now. We really, really enjoyed that. Thank you for coming to hang out with us and share your music with us. Would you mind terribly just sort of going around and introducing yourselves and your role within the band Glider and any other projects that you'd like to mention while you're here?
Sure. Kenny, why don't you start us off here?
Okay, I'll do a small version of this. I am Kenny Highland. I've been playing way too long.
He's going to fall asleep right now.
I'm
going to join him. I feel like it's nap time. Bring out the animal crackers. I'm ready.
There you go. So tonight, this night right here, I'm playing bass in Glider because I needed a bass player. I'll be back in 2 weeks playing bass in Mad Painter because they needed a bass player. I think there's one weekend coming up, the 14th going to the 15th, where I think I'm playing bass on Friday night at the Cantab with Mad Painter and Glider. Then the next Saturday, I'm playing guitar with Clubland Hanagogo, who was here. That's how I met you.
Yeah.
So they are going to be returning. I put in a word to Joel about that. So those are my mainest live playing bands now, but... Johnny the Jumper Cables is going to be doing a reunion. Kenny Highland Clan is going to be doing a reunion and playing up in Salem on July 5th.
Oh, very cool.
That's the Gemini on a Full Moon CD, which Joel wrote about for The Noise way back when. My Midwest band, the Gizmos, were doing a reunion. We're playing out in Detroit the end of July. And I think that's pretty well about it that I can think of offhand. You know, it's like, to me, at the rate that a lot of my contemporaries are like, not around anymore. I'm like, I want to play as much music as I can while I'm still standing, you know, alive on two legs. I mean, I might take a nap every now and then before I play, but, you know, I wake up and I'm ready to rock, you know.
At your rate, Kenny, I think you're entitled to a nap now and then. That's amazing. You're a busy man.
Well, I was there riffing on, like, old Geezer Butler for Black Sabbath licks during, like, sound check, and I'm like, man, I was 14 when I was listening to Sabbath. Now I really am a geezer, so...
You know, the band we had in the first hour.
All those young kids.
Yeah,
I like them. Yeah,
they had some Sabbath patches on their jean jackets. I appreciated that.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, I liked them on Facebook because the fact that they play down in Scituate. Well, they're from Scituate, but they do play down at Hall at C-Note, where all the bands in Boston that I'm in do play also. So, you know, I wanted to, like, hook up with them and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, the extended family.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're young enough to be my sons, you know, so. Yeah, they were a good band, though, you know, so I did enjoy them. That was Wolf's Teeth.
Oh, gosh, Witch's Tears.
Witch's Tears, W&T, okay.
I feel like there should be another band, though, called Wolf's Teeth that could open for them or something. Although Wolf's Teeth opening for Witch's Tears, that sounds like a horror movie, I don't know.
Oh, like, horror movies are excellent. Like, that's the way to, you know what I'm threatening to do? That's right. There's also a project where I'm going to go in the studio with this guy that was in the Hopelessly Obscure back in 85, going out to his house, and you know, he wants me to come up with some originals. So there's stuff that when we were playing together in 85, we never recorded. But right here, the science fiction marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Every movie that I see, I'm like, I should take the title and write a theme for an imaginary movie, just like,
yes,
Mountain had a theme for imaginary Western. So these are all threats of things I'm threatening to do.
I love the threats. It's you're never going to run out of these ideas. It's fantastic.
Well, once you run out of ideas, you might as well just croak, you know? So that's the way I see it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going down,
we
I'm
got
not
the
going
sound
down
effects.
Like that, you know?
No way. That's fantastic. How cool. I mean, I feel like, how do you top that? But, I mean, we've got Captain Easy Chord sitting next to you. I mean,
there you go.
Hello.
Are you equally busy, sir? Are you also writing movies and playing with bands and doing the bass on the Friday night and on the Saturday night doing the keyboards and the...
Well, yeah, I'm trying to.
We do busk, though.
Yeah. I do busking, and, yeah, Kenny does, too.
Where do you do busking?
I've been doing busking in Davis Square on usually late Sunday mornings to early Sunday afternoons.
It's a very pleasant time of day to be doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I usually play with there's another busking friend, Leon Rich. He plays guitar. He writes some really nice songs, funny songs.
Tell about Leon's busking thingy there at Outpost.
Oh, right, yeah. During the winter months, you know, he books a room every month at Outpost 186.
Oh, yeah.
So we have, there's like a group of us buskers that do a set. And at the end of it, we have a big sing-along. We usually do like a song like Hey Jude or
Us and Them.
Us and Them.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Pink Floyd last time.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. Yeah. Yeah, we had Cal with us too. He just got back from Florida. He hibernates in the wintertime, and we're out of work.
Yeah. Snowbird.
Then I'm down to only two bands.
Yeah. So, I also I'm a solo performer as Captain Easy Chord. I play I'm a keyboardist. I do keys and backing vocals for Glider. I joined a couple of years ago. It's my second year with the band. Before that, I was a guest keyboardist for the cover Cal Kelly band for the songs that required keyboards, like 96 Tears or She's About a Mover, you know, songs like that. So I got promoted to a member.
He earned his stripes.
I love that. And well, I mean, Captain, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
You moved right in and just started moving up the ranks like that.
I moved up the deck, you know, just went from the bottom deck to the middle deck. And then at the end, I'm going to be walking the plank.
Oh, no.
I declare mutiny.
That sounds dangerous.
Mr. Christian.
So, yeah, I've been a solo performer for almost 20 years, and I was a career open micer. I played at the Burren religiously every Tuesday night, and, you know, played other open mics and stuff. I developed myself as a performer and as a songwriter as well. And then I formed a band, The Safety Meeting, 10 years ago. There were two editions of that, and then that kind of fizzled out. So, and now I'm with Glider in the Cal Kelly band.
That's exciting. That's fun. And you're sitting right next to Cal Kelly himself.
He's the man, yeah.
Mr. Snowbird.
Yes, that's right.
He's a booking machine.
Yes. Yes, when I'm not out trying to book the band, we have practice for those two bands. I'm sorry, I don't have 10 bands like Kenny. I only have about five. Al has about five. We're in all the bands.
None of you are slackers.
No. We don't. We get bored. So the Cal Kelly band is a cover band, you know, so we play places like the Tavern, you know, and we've got a gig coming up on the 7th with 61 Ghosts. And Glider, the next gig is in New York. We're going to be playing Autos this coming holiday Sunday weekend. So we'll be doing that.
And with an NFO DJ, Brian Young.
Oh, with Brian. Oh, yeah. Well, Brian's going to be playing with us at the Icecrapers, right?
Our buddy
right.
Brian, yeah.
And we have a show at Out of the Blue with about 15 other bands, you know. So that's going to be a benefit for Out of the Blue in Allston, June 2nd. Starts about 3 o'clock. We're going to do Heavy Leather TV. We'll be at the Cantab. And these are two shows that are coming later in the year, but should maybe mark your calendar. September 21st, we'll be playing with the Liars at Once in the Lounge.
Nice.
And October 26th, it'll be the Fleshtones, Glider, Muck and the Myers, and the Gala. So we'll be making sure that, you know, we remind people.
You are
before
busy, busy
that.
People.
And we're going in the studio in July, and we'll be produced by Ducky Carlisle.
Ooh,
and, you know, that should be fun. And hopefully have a release early spring.
How cool.
And Pam, you're leaving. This is your last night.
Yeah,
is that
last
it?
Night. I'm excited to be spending it with you guys. Well,
yeah, but we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss doing it. I'm telling you, I was getting a little verklempt looking at some old playlists getting ready for tonight, but I'm starting a new day job that I got to be up in New Hampshire at 8 a.m. and ending a show at midnight on a Wednesday just isn't going to.
What part of New Hampshire?
Durham, New Hampshire, the home of the University of New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I have my parents live in southern New Hampshire, in Hampstead. They're both retired. But, you know, they live in a retirement home. But, yeah, it's a nice place.
Nice. Yeah. So are they gigging? I could have this wonderful picture of, like, elderly versions of your mom and dad, but like in different military hats. Yeah. So not like a Navy or a captain's hat.
My dad was in the Navy. My dad was actually in the Navy. He fought in the Korean War. And my mother, well, neither of them were musicians, but they loved music. And my mother, you know, my mother's side of the family was kind of musical. She had a brother that played, he played harmonica, the chromatic harmonica and the fife and a guitar. I actually inherited his old Sears Silvertone guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So it's.
But can you play?
Can you play the harp? We want to put you in a song.
Can you play that silver
tone? I see those. Your neck. The gears are turning.
Yeah. All right. Guitar is my least proficient instrument, so I can hack a few chords, but
some easy chords.
Yeah.
Just the easy ones.
Yeah.
But up, up.
I've seen Cal play guitar too, so he knows the cowboy chords. Yeah.
But Cal, drums—that's your primary instrument.
I started playing the drums. You know, I was young, and you know, I started singing when Al and I started this band way back in the '80s with another guy, Steve. And Steve didn't want to continue, so you know, we needed a singer. So I started singing. I think it was around 2009, and you know. That's how things progressed.
That's fantastic. You know. I mean, singing, I feel like singing drummers are rarities to a certain extent.
Well, I don't see a lot of them, but
because it's a lot of work. I don't know if you saw the there was a study that there was a university in the UK that did a study specifically on Clem Burke, it said that an hour of rock drumming is actually a better cardio workout than an hour of running.
Wow!
Like as a marathon runner, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work to be drumming and singing at the same time. It's you know, I play bass and I don't sing anything. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. So, you know, that my hat is off to you for being able to do all of that and with such panache as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys are super busy. I mean, you've been playing together since the '80s, and haven't slowed down at all. Each of you have at least, it sounds like, three projects going on at the same time, playing with multiple bands on, you know, most weekends. It sounds like you're going into the studio this July. Mm-hmm. It's go 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 for you.
Well, there was a time when Cal and I were married, not to each other, but
I've met two of Kenny's wives.
You've met both my ex-wives, yeah. One of them died after she met Cal Callie, so meeting Cal Callie was the death of her. But I played Cal's his second wedding at Necco Place by the channel, and then I didn't see him for a long time. Then he found me on MySpace, so, you know, I was like, so I heard you're playing again, you know. I said, yeah, you know. And I asked him, "Oh, you're still married?" And he said, "Well, no, that didn't." And he's got two lovely daughters, so.
I do. Yeah. Yes. And okay. So we started a band. That was back when I came back, you know, as a snowbird, 2009. We had Kylan Moore with Jody Moore.
Yep, and Mike Bork.
We were kind of country punk.
Not, so
we did that for a little while.
I love that you reconnected on MySpace. It's like every 10
right,
years,
right,
it's like a different mode of reconnecting with old friends and old bandmates and creating something new out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started getting in touch with a lot of people from the Midwest through web TV.
So is that how originally you were playing with bands in the Midwest, or did you used to live out there? Or?
Oh, I lived out there back in 1975, 76.
Okay.
You weren't born yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Well, I'm trying to like shave off some years here, so I'll insinuate the fact that you couldn't have possibly
through the mists of time.
You weren't around.
I've heard tell about the mid-70s.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there was a band called the Dictators. So you know, we heard it and then formed a band. In fact, that was the same week we recorded the Gizmos. Patti Smith came to town, so that would have been. Sunday, the 14th of March, 1976, Patti Smith played Indiana University. And, you know, all them cornfields of Indiana didn't know what had hit them, you know.
I love that. I love that. Some shows that just sort of the world is never the same again.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. One of the things that I love about your sound is that it's a very eclectic. At the same time, it's more of a mood than a genre in a way, because I mean there's punk, there's psychedelia, there's pop, there's some metal in there. You know, it's a neat mix. And is that it seems like each of you are pretty eclectic in your taste anyway.
Al has a lot of a Sabbath influence. And I guess I'm more Ramones, punky stuff. Yeah. And
I remember when Al used to look like Tony Iommi back in 1985. I was actually playing guitar with this other band, Jordan and the Half Transplants. We played with Jet Set.
Jet Set was our band that started out.
Two of you.
A lot of these songs were Jet Set songs. And, we just changed the name of the band, right?
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
people, too.
Yeah.
Some of the people.
It's a rebirth. Yeah.
It sure is. It sure is, yeah.
How cool. Well, I want to remind people of the shows that they can go to over the next couple of weekends. There are a couple opportunities to be able to come and see you. I know there folks are going to want to keep an eye on Gliders' Facebook page. Keep an eye out for, they're going to be recording new music this summer. There are more shows coming in the fall. And then coming in spring of 2020, there's going to be this album that people should be keeping their eyes peeled for. Sounds really, it sounds icky, keeping your eyes peeled, but you know what I mean. Sort of.
I think
not literally. Not literally, no.
I saw that in one at the horror movie festival.
Open eyes.
Al hasn't said anything yet.
That's okay.
Al doesn't say much.
The strong and silent type. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
But he'll let you know if you make a mistake, though.
So, okay. Yeah.
That's for sure.
He's our music director.
He is the music director of the band.
But I DJed after you for a little while, years ago.
Oh, yeah? After this show?
Yeah.
That's a tough gig to kick off at midnight.
Yeah, that was when I was first starting, and I moved to Friday night.
You got to have a lot of energy to be able to hold people at midnight.
Yeah, I just like cranking the tunes and...
I don't think he spoke. Did you speak?
I didn't really talk.
You didn't
I just
talk too much.
Crank tune came up here.
I like it. I think they say the best DJs are like that. I always worry that I talk too much. You'd never guess, right? You'd never know.
No, really? No, but you're friendly, though, so.
You worry me to death.
But I'm sorry, you have shows coming up this weekend. I want to make sure that people know when the shows are.
Well, this weekend it's New York. So, if you have people that are, listeners from New York, if in the city, we'll be at Otto Shrunken Head. And Brian from this station and his band, Thigh Scrapers, will be playing. And there's about four other bands. And that's booked by Frank Wood in New York. And then when we come back, we're going to do Out of the Blue on June 2nd with all the other bands. And, everyone's going to do a abbreviated set, about 20 minutes. But we got about 15 bands.
It's a benefit.
Fantastic.
It's a benefit for Out of the Blue Art Gallery. So right on Harvard Ave.
Very cool.
Across from O'Brien's.
Nice. So, yes. Yeah.
So I told you about Cal Cali Band at the Tavern June 7th.
Yep.
That's all I'll tell you now. There's too many. Too many to
hold
speak
on to
on.
Those dates, though. So we've got coming up on it's a Sunday, a Sunday, and a Friday, and that's what you need to keep in mind. Find Cal Cali on Facebook. Find Glider on Facebook. Track down all of these guys. Chances are, any night of the week that you're looking to go out and see a great gig, one of these four gents are going to be performing with one of their projects. So get out there, get yourselves to a show. And if you happen to miss any of Glider's set tonight, we're going to be throwing that up online later on tonight. And I'll make sure that I share that with Glider so that you guys can share that with your fans as well. So you have
the
whole set to share with people who'd like to listen to it for the first time or again. Awesome.
Good deal.
Well, there was one time I was down here and Joel did a recording. I was playing there early 2000s. So this guy in France kept on playing this one Stooges cover that we did. So I'm trying to get anything I record here overseas, I've had Italian presses of records, and then French radio, that kind of thing. So would we be able to have them, if they hit that link, they could play this stuff overseas then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That link, you can play anywhere. And I know Joel is going to make sure that you guys get a pressed copy as well.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't mention, we go back to Mikey D. I was here with Mikey D, you know, a couple of times. He would have guests come in, and we would spin together, you know, bring in vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, and you had drums in common, and...
Yeah, right. He played the drums. I remember that.
We shared a practice space with him.
Yeah,
we shared a practice space with him, with his band, too.
Oh, really?
Terminal
oh,
Beach.
Oh, yeah. 645 in Kenmore Square, right?
Yeah. 30 years of the show now.
Wow.
I think this is year 30.
So yeah, and 99 or 89?
I think that's 89. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I first saw him drumming in Women of the Opposite Sex back in 84 at Johnny D's in Alston.
Mikey?
Really?
Yeah. Women of the Opposite Sex was the name of the band.
How cool. Yeah, I hadn't heard that band name.
I remember him walking in, he had a like McDonald's outfit that the employees wear, and I thought he worked at McDonald's, but no, he was like making a statement or something.
But I love
he
that.
Had a hat on and
yeah,
it
yeah,
cool.
yeah. I could totally see that. Oh, I could see that happening. That's awesome.
He was fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's very of its time.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And he used to have a really good night at the Kirkland Cafe where he'd have more like a lot of power pop bands, you know.
Yeah.
I got to meet a lot of good folks through him there, you know, through Mikey D night. It's always like the last Friday of the month. So, of course, that was back when the Kirkland used to have genre specific nights.
Yeah.
Like surf night.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Pop night or whatever. Old school rock night. So that was the Dino shows that I was on, you know, with all the other geezers.
Geezer night.
They were not called Dino shows.
Okay, no, you know where that came from? There's a fella who played drums with me, Pete Taylor, and he was on my Gemini on a Full Moon CD. In fact, he was also in Billy Borgioli's Varmints, too, so he's on the Australian record. But he's, say, whenever it was like people that were from the Cantones era, he says, oh, it's another Dino show, you know?
I like that. That's
instantly
memorable.
We were only in our
40s
then, and we were like calling it Dino Show.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. You sort of think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm over the hill. I'm 25. I'm over the hill. I'm 45. It's like, you know, and it's like you were saying earlier, Kenny, like it's just you keep making work. You keep doing your work. You keep producing stuff you feel proud of and stuff you're excited about. And that's it.
I hope they die before I get old.
Everybody else.
Billy Idol said, your generation don't mean a thing to me.
That's true. That's true. Gosh, and he must have been about 17 when he wrote that song.
Something like that. Generation X.
Yeah.
Before they started to sound like Green Day.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Exactly. I get a little lost sometimes in that little loop of like which came first. It's like that timeline question again. Which timeline are we in?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing with Glider, too. My 1977 punk band, Africa Chord, there's a lot of similarities. I'm kind of back where I started, where I'm actually playing a lot of lines that our deceased bass player would have played, you know, to like the Ramones-y chords and
all
that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
So. No, I could definitely feel that just from listening to you guys perform. Just again, Glider, G-L-I-D-E-R. Glider. You can find them on Facebook. They're going to be coming out with a new album later this year, probably debut early next year, 2020 vision. Glider, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in. And I have time to play a couple more tunes before midnight and I turn into a pumpkin. And I'm just delighted that you guys came in tonight and hung out with us and played a great set and took the time to chat with us. So thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks, Glider. Yay, Glider.
One small dose of Addison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet. Smiling and waving to everybody you meet. Just a jolt of Addison's medicine, you'll be doing just fine. Reliably functional and suddenly punctual too. Now in the middle of a long blue winter,
But if it loves you, would you let me know?